Catch every moment of Union football on KRMG.com, the KRMG app, and News 1023 KRMG.
Well, it's a final from Norman, Oklahoma, as homecoming is quite a celebration for the Timberwolves as they have knocked off mighty Union Redskins, winning tonight 30-27. It'll make Union now 5-2 on the season, 3-1 in the district play. And for the Timberwolves, they now extend to a perfect 7-0 season and a perfect 4-0 in district play. It was a matter of a lot of frustrating penalties, missed opportunities, but also a lot of credit goes to a very fine Norman North football team with their second-year coach, Brent Barnes, their outstanding senior quarterback, Brandon Marquardt, and their star receivers, the big 6'7", 236-pound senior, Charlie Kohler, and the outstanding junior receiver, Drake Stoops. They were the difference tonight, and Union goes down to defeat. And to mention, this is the first time Union has lost to a team from the Oklahoma City area since Putnam City North beat him in the 2001 playoffs. 15 years. That breaks a 23-0 string for Union. And right now, Coach Kirk Frederick is on the field with our Doc Bevins. Doc?
Oh, we do have Coach Frederick.
Yeah, I mean, obviously, you know, came in the game. You try to control chunk plays. Norman's done a great job every time they've played this year of creating chunk plays. They were able to do it tonight. Defensively, we got some stops. But then, you know, turnovers obviously hurt us. I thought they had an opportunity. Love the character of our kids to come back and make it a game. And just can't have that many turnovers. And can't give up the big plays. So we'll go back to work, see how we can do things better.
You know, there are coaches that say sometimes losses are good for you. I know that Woody Hayes said a loss was never, ever good. So where are you in that?
No, it's not. I mean, you play this game to compete, and you play it to win. And unfortunately, we weren't good enough to do that. Hats off to Norman. They were. They did a really nice job. And we'll go back to work and get ready for week 11.
Coach, wish it was a better turnout tonight, but still a lot left to accomplish this year, and that state title still in reach.
That's right.
All righty. We got, well, my players of the game are being being collected for me right now, so should have them here in just a minute.
All right, thank you, Doc. Again, Norman North is upset. Tulsa Union 30-27 here tonight. Homecoming for the Timberwolves. They had a great turnout, a big crowd here. Union, of course, is always supporting their side as well. Big contingent coming down the highway from Tulsa. And quite a football game, the kind of football you would like to see between two, as we set it up, two of the heavyweights of 6A football in Oklahoma. This was billed as one of the top 10 high school games nationally this week. And it sure lived up to all the hype.
I certainly think so. And I was just thinking through what we'd seen over here from the rivalries in the past. And really, I think Norman North has arrived. They really fought hard this evening. And what you saw was a team that was able to go up against Union and really use their size and speed advantage in different places and scenarios that we're just not used to seeing from team over here. And they just didn't. They were relentless. They did not quit all night.
Again, they jumped out to a 6-0 lead. They took the opening drive, went 80 yards. That was kind of the shocker because before that, Tulsa Union not giving up a touchdown in the last three games, not giving up a score, since the Jenks game. But they came down, were impressive, jumped to a 6-0 lead. Union came back to make it 13-6. Then it was the last 14 points of the first half. Gave the Timberwolves the 20-13 lead at the half. They expanded to 10 a couple times and held on for the win. We got a couple players, though, deserve some recognition for the Redskins side. That's Doc Blevins has it on the field.
Okay, I'm out on the field right now with two guys, and neither one of them are very happy right now. CJ, I'm not going to make you say a lot of stuff. Let me sell something to you, okay? You gave it all you had. You were up and down the sidelines with your players telling them we're going to win this game. It's not over. That's the kind of leadership a team needs. I'm not very surprised to see that from you, but I know you don't really feel like talking right now. So let me just congratulate you for being player of the game, and let's get a big win next week, okay?
Thank you.
All right. We also have Peyton Morrison with us. Most of us know the story on Peyton. He was, 2 weeks ago, 3 weeks ago, 4 weeks ago, he was diagnosed with a heart ailment that would basically end any athletics for him, wasn't going to even be able to work out, and went to, after a FCA event Wednesday night, went down to overnight trip to MD Anderson. Yeah, Houston's a real fun drive.
Yes, sir. My dad was, I was thankful enough to have a father that took the time out of work to drive me all the way down there after that event, and we had incredible care and
great news.
Yes, sir. We had some very great news. I got completely cleared of everything. It was definitely a godsend. I had a lot of people praying for me. I was blessed with prayer, with support, and I definitely think that that's what happened. I firmly believe that I had this disease, and then God took it away from me.
Well, the other thing is that you believed it enough that you took all your football gear with you. And when I talked to you earlier today, you said you were on your way from Houston to Norman. You suited up tonight, didn't get in, didn't probably expect you to after being out for 4 weeks, but it's going to be great to have you back with the team. And you are a leader on that team, you know that, and just keep reminding them that this doesn't close any doors. It just means we'll play different people in the playoffs, perhaps. But
it gets proven even more in the playoffs.
You betcha. So congratulations for being back, and we'll send it back upstairs.
Well, Doc, I couldn't think of a better way to make us feel good at the end of this game, a heartbreaking 30-27 loss for Union to Norman North. But the most impressive thing is hearing from young Peyton Morrison, the senior quarterback who had some heart issues they were concerned about some 4 weeks ago. Went down to Children's Medical Center there in Houston, Texas, and they did complete tests and totally cleared him. Just called an athlete's type heart. He is ready to come back to contact and football, and a real blessing for Peyton and his family. Of course, his dad Todd, his mother Cindy. I know they appreciate all you Union fans and all the fans and their prayers and good wishes. And be great to see Peyton Morrison back on the field, and that kind of puts things in perspective here, Zach. Just when you think your heart's broken over losing a football game. What's really important?
Well, life's a lot bigger than just, you know, football, and a lot of times we forget that when we come out of the spectrum of what we do from day to day and where we live around our lives and put so much time and emphasis into that, and that brings it right back to the important part of life, and that's that there's something bigger than just football, and we've got a lot more to live for, and he just nailed it.
Union goes to 5-2 on the season. Again, they'll play next week back here on the western side of the state. Trying to start another streak going here. Their streak of 23 consecutive wins over Oklahoma City area teams snapped here tonight by losing to Norman North. But they will play at Southmore next Friday night, the 20th of October. Then the next home game will be coming up against Putnam City North on senior night for the Redskins. That'll be at Union's Tuttle Stadium. That'll be coming up on the 28th of October. So that's what's ahead for the Union Redskins here. And again, this undefeated Norman North team, now 7-0, rolls into Owosso next week. Got a few scores here for us, Zach.
Yeah, Owosso actually lost tonight to Southmore, 34-12. Westmore is up on Norman North. I guess that's over now as well. You know the score here in Broken Arrow. Lost big to Edmond Santa Fe. So a lot of things that you might not have seen or foreseen coming tonight on the scores, and that's a really neat matchup for what's left this season. I think, like you said there, we're going to have some different players or different matchups there now that in the playoff realm that we're not used to seeing. So it'll be exciting the rest of the way out. But this is, like we always say, if you're always on top, you never look back and see what you can fix. And sometimes you forget to do some of the little things, and they did a lot of things good tonight. And they've got a lot to build on as we head towards the post part of the season.
What a weekend for the western side of the state of Oklahoma. As we mentioned, Owosso lost to Southmore 34-12. Broken Arrow lost to Edmond Santa Fe 18-6. And Norman North completed the sweep as they defeated Tulsa Union 30-27. Back with a couple final thoughts to wrap things up here from Norman, Oklahoma. Right after this break here on KRMG, the voice of the Redskins.
Hiring people is probably the worst part of my job. It's such a hassle, the searching, the sorting through resumes. Most people don't have the right experience.
We started using ZipRecruiter about 3 months ago. Right from the start, you could tell it was going to make hiring a lot easier. One click and my job was posted to 100+ job boards, all the top sites.
All of the candidates came to my dashboard, and it's easy to compare them. Thumbs up if I liked them, thumbs down if I didn't. No emails and attachments, printing up docs, phone calls, none of that.
And I couldn't believe the number of great applicants we got. I had the person we needed within 1 week. I don't know how we hired before ZipRecruiter.
Whether you're looking to fill one position or 20, find the best candidates with ZipRecruiter, where your job is just one click away from 100+ job sites. ZipRecruiter, the fastest way to hire. And right now you can try ZipRecruiter free. Just go to ZipRecruiter.com/talkradio. That's ZipRecruiter.com/talkradio. ZipRecruiter.com/talkradio.
At Classic Chevrolet, we are 29 years strong, and we proudly support all union athletes and their parents.
29 years of treating you right the first time with excellent customer service,
affordable financing, and an award-winning service department.
Show us your school spirit. Tag us, Classic Chevrolet, on Facebook, showing off your union pride. We don't want to just sell you a car. We want to help you buy a car.
Come see us in Owosso at Classic Chevrolet. Online at ClassicChevrolet.net.
Depend on us, Diesel Power Plus.
Ford Power Stroke, Dodge Cummins, GM Duramax, and International Truck Owners. Diesel Power Plus gets you back on the road fast when your truck gives you trouble. Using the latest factory diagnostic tools and equipment to get to the root of the problem. Diesel Power Plus doesn't just meet the standard, they set the standard. On 56, just west of Garnett. Call 625-8191.
Depend on us, Diesel Power Plus.
Never miss a moment of Union High School football. Download the KRMG app now. Available for Apple and Android.
Well, we invite you to join Rick Corey, Zach Jones, Doc Blevins back here in the western side of the state at South Mole High School next Friday night as the Union Redskins play at South Mole to try to snap this losing string of one right now as they go to 5-2, losing here tonight to the Norman North Timberwolves on their homecoming. And 30-27, the final score. Zach, some final thoughts here.
Well, I think that this is something, like I said before, just something to build on. But the encouraging part was that you did see something come out of this Timberwolves team that we hadn't seen. And good for them, bad for Union. You know, the first time, like you said, since 2001, that's quite a streak. And I love a championship-style team, and I'm excited for what Coach is going to get out of these guys and put back on the field for next week and really build towards what we need to get back to. And we still have a tough Mustang team to play going into the last part of the season as well. So I'm excited for it, and again, thanks for being here tonight.
Enjoyed it, buddy. Good to be with you and Doc again. And again, Rick Corey joins you next week from Southmore High School. But again, heck of a football game. Union comes up short here after several attempts and some opportunities missed, a lot of penalties. And but again, can't take away from the really great effort put up by Norman North. And they remain undefeated here, 7-0 in the state of Oklahoma, joining the big schools, of course, by the mighty Jenks Trojans. So for Zach Jones, Doc Blevins, our staff man Richard Johns, also his engineer, and thanks to cell phones and getting us going in the first half, and Richard getting us back on the air. Sorry for those technical problems, and hope you stayed with us here because you had a heck of a football game to listen to. All the best to KRMG studio engineer Mike Downing. Does a great job, and Mike, I know you got some more work to do to wrap things up here. We'll say goodnight here from Norman North here, the Union Redskins. Lose to Norman North 30-27, and so long, everybody, from Norman, Oklahoma.